Welcome to Community Forum. This is Zach Epperson. This week on Community Forum, we have for you a condensed version of Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's daily COVID-19 press conference from yesterday evening. Governor Beshear updates Kentuckians on the ever-evolving COVID-19 situation every night at 5 p.m. This information is current as of last night at 5 p.m.
Now, right now, when you look at other states, when you look at other countries, you see devastating loss. Here in Kentucky, we've already lost too much, but we are sacrificing every day to the hundreds of thousands of Kentuckians that have sacrificed their employment, to the thousands of small businesses that have sacrificed your dreams, to everybody else out there making sacrifices every day. Thank you. And I want to do everything that it takes to make sure we honor your sacrifice, that we protect you, and that we protect our most vulnerable here in Kentucky. What you are doing and your sacrifice is working. Let's make sure we keep it up. Let's make sure that we defeat this coronavirus and that as many Kentuckians as possible will still be here with us at Christmas, in the winter, as possible. That's what we're doing, and that's why we are doing it. We're going to get through this because we're going to follow the 10 steps that defeat the coronavirus. These 10 steps are the easy way every day to go through what you've got to be doing. Number one, you got to be home. Home is where you're healthy. Right now, being at home is your best chance of not getting the coronavirus, but more importantly, of not spreading it. Of not spreading it into a senior living facility where we are seeing significant growth and even death. That's where we've got to protect at all costs. Being healthy at home means that it doesn't spread to our healthcare workers who we desperately need on those front lines or our first responders. Best way to help them isn't donated meals, though I know they are appreciated and keep that up, but it's being healthy at home. The number one way you can defeat the coronavirus, the number one way you can be a patriotic American and a great Kentuckian is to be healthy at home. Every contact that you reduce, every positive decision that you make helps us to get out of this, to protect more people, and it's what you can do. It's why you have control in this fight against the coronavirus. Number two, avoid crowds and gatherings. There are no exceptions to this whatsoever. Every crowd and gathering now, especially when you look at how widespread it is, spreads the coronavirus. If you are in a crowd, the coronavirus is spreading. And it may be that you think that it's not a problem for you to be in a crowd because you're making that decision. But when you leave that crowd and you spread it to somebody else, who then goes to work, spreads it to somebody else, who then goes home and their spouse works in a senior living facility, and all of a sudden we have 20 cases and multiple deaths, that's the challenge that we face here. So no crowds or gatherings at all of any type. We've got to make sure that we stay strong in that. It's why we are where we are right now. And remember, the decisions we make today impact us 2 weeks from now. Practice social distancing. Again, this is not an excuse to violate number one or two. It's what happens when you do run into somebody, when you're getting groceries, when you're jogging, when you're doing any of those things, at least 6 feet apart. Know when to seek care. This is important as our cases surge, that if you are healthy but nervous, call the coronavirus hotline. If you are sick but wouldn't have otherwise sought care, call your primary care physician. But if you are truly sick, yes, go to a healthcare facility. Or if you are really injured, go to a healthcare facility. KYCOVID19.KY.gov. It's updated every day. That's how you don't fall for these rumors that are out there. Washing your hands and disinfecting surfaces every day, multiple times a day. Apply for benefits. Remember, we are building our call center, expanding it on unemployment from 12 to 1,000. That's how we want to ultimately provide in this very difficult period. We know we're doing better than other states, but we also know that if you've been waiting, that There's no excuse. I mean, you deserve your benefits now, and we will work as hard as we can to get them to you now. Also, if you qualify, we've got to get you signed up for Medicaid. That's not just a way to make sure that you have health care. It is a way to make sure that our health care systems can be as healthy as they can through this crisis. Prioritize your mental health, you know, especially this weekend. Happy Passover, happy Easter weekend. It's a very special weekend. It's going to be very hard on all of us not to be, whether it's in our houses of worship or with our families or doing Easter egg hunts with a bunch of kids. That's going to be hard. But know that the sacrifice is worth it and that we are truly honoring the sacrifice of everything people have done out there, of those hundreds of thousands of people that aren't going to work, of those businesses that had to shut their door. We are honoring your sacrifice by making sure that even this weekend when it's going to be hard, that we keep it up so that we can come out of this. And not just as one of the best states to have dealt with it, because we are right now, and that's because of you. But what it means is that we protect more of our people. We save more lives. Do not travel anywhere for any reason. We're not going to show you the maps again today of our surrounding states, but trust me, you are a whole lot safer being at home. And a lot of our hotspots in Western Kentucky, we can trace to other states. Western Kentucky's been hit really hard, especially when you look at population. Then almost all of that is related to contacts from other states. And finally, report noncompliance. It helps us respond. It helps us keep you safe. So we always talk about 10 steps plus one. Fill out your census. You got plenty of time. This is actually your legal obligation as a American. This is the federal government passed it. You have to do this, but you should want to do this. It is going to help us rebound faster. And as we saw the other day, we are 18th. I don't think anybody expects us to be 18th in the country in how we're filling it out, but let's do a lot better than that. There aren't any sports on TV. This is our competition. Let's get out there and let's win it, and let's want to win it. First, on the fairgrounds, and I think we have a first phase of our field hospital up and running. This is the work that's being done today. The plan is for the field hospital, at least in the beginning, but if not for the duration, to be staffed on the medical side by our National Guard. They are doing a wonderful job. We have 300 plus that are now deployed throughout the Commonwealth, and we are working to get this up as quickly as possible. We always had plans for it, but especially our experience helping out at Trayton Oaks let us know that we have to have a place, even if it is just temporary, to get people at a moment's notice. So we are continuing to work to get that facility up. My understanding is that the University of Kentucky is also well on its way on Nutter Fieldhouse. There are three ways that we get this personal protective equipment that is so critical for our frontline healthcare workers. Number one is we try to buy it. We've had a little bit more success, but that is incredibly difficult out there in the Commonwealth right now. Number two, we work on manufacturing it, and we do have a number of Kentucky's companies that are working on doing that right now. We've had some real success, especially with face shields. And number three, it's donations. And let me tell you, that has gone better by far than any of the other two. You all have answered the call. We'll talk on Monday about how we have over 2 million gloves. And that's because of people in Kentucky coming together and realizing this is the highest and best use, believing that we are a Commonwealth for the common good and that we're willing to sacrifice any stockpiles that we have. Here are your ways to give PPE. You can go to the website, you can call the number, you can take it to any of the KSP, Kentucky State Police posts. You can take it to any of the transportation, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet hubs that are out there. We need you to keep it up. Every day that someone provides more PPE means that it is more likely that that healthcare professional will have what they need. So please continue to give it. Also an update on the National Guard, going back, we will be by tomorrow in every area of the state with groups ready to transport patients as needed to different facilities throughout the state. The National Guard is going to handle transportation between hospitals and hospital systems. They've been working very hard to get that up and to get that running. So today, we're announcing 185 new cases of the coronavirus. Now, again, we are going through our lists and removing people who are from other states, but we're here. You know, we're caring for whether it's people from southern Indiana or sometimes other places. And so after removal of duplicates and people from out of state, our total number of cases, the state number is 1,840 new counties that have cases, 14 for Warren County. 11 for Kenton County. Kenton County has been hit pretty hard. 9 for Boone County, 8 for Christian, 7 for Davis. Davis has been hit really hard too. 6 for Bullitt, Henderson, Jefferson, 5 for Fayette, 4 for Boyd, Caldwell, Campbell, Graves, Hardin, Hopkins, and Shelby. 3 from Bracken, Butler, Callaway, Clark, Greenup, Jessamine, Laurel, McCracken, Oldham, Pike, Whitley, and Woodford, and 2 from Barron, Grant, Jackson, McCreary, McLean, Mercer, Muhlenberg, Nelson, Rockcastle, Simpson, and Union, and 1 from Dare, Bath, Fleming, Gallatin, Grayson, Henry, Knott, Lyon, Madison, Marion, Marshall, Mason, Ohio, Pulaski, Rowan, Scott, Spencer, Todd, Trimble, Webster, and 7 we don't have the counties confirmed yet. Again, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And one of the reasons that I keep reading the counties is so that we don't still think that this isn't in my area. And I just want to make sure that the public doesn't believe that. And I don't think you do. And I know that your local leaders, they're working really hard. They are bought in, and we really appreciate what we see out there. Toughest part of my job, is announcing deaths every day. Today, we have 4 new deaths. While that is less than yesterday, it's still 4 more Kentuckians that we have lost to the coronavirus. It brings our death total up to 94. Those are 94 families, including 4 additional families today that have lost their loved one. Let's make sure we light our houses, our places of business, everything that we can up green. It's the color of compassion and of renewal, especially over this weekend. In my faith, we reaffirm that we believe that there is a better place that our soul passes on to. And for these 4 individuals, their families, and their communities, we are thinking about you. We care about you. Every loss is a loss to all Kentucky. Thank you all, Kentucky. It's a special weekend, and I want to thank everybody that's out there. I know I made a couple of headlines yesterday about those that aren't complying. That's the, again, I talked about the, it's 0.01%. And what hurts about making those is that it ought to be about all of you that are out there making the sacrifices that you need to make. And when I make tough decisions, part of it is to honor your sacrifices. If you were doing the right thing and you were staying healthy at home, I want to make sure somebody else's decision doesn't infect your family with the coronavirus. That if you were doing the right thing, that somebody else's decision doesn't end up killing a parent or a grandparent in one of these nursing facilities. I'll tell you, like all of you all, it's hard. And I hope I make the right decisions every day, the ones that lead us in the right direction. But I'm making them with my heart. I'm making them based on my faith. And Kentucky, I've never been prouder of you. This weekend, all last week, and I know next week, you are rising to this challenge, and we're going to win. And we're going to lose some people along the way, and it's going to get harder before it gets better. But we're going to win. And I can say that because I already see what you are doing. You are out there every day beating a worldwide pandemic. And that's a pretty amazing thing. It's because of the quality of people that you are. and it's because we care about each other. So let's have a special weekend. And tomorrow, it being Easter, I'm going to do about 30 minutes. It's going to be really short. And I understand for a lot of you not tuning in, and that's okay. We will have what I think is a real positive testing announcement tomorrow, but we're going to be really short. So have an amazing weekend. Let me tell you early, happy Easter, happy Passover. We will do this, Kentucky. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
That was Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear in a condensed version of last night's update on how the state is responding to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Again, you can hear Governor Beshear's latest updates surrounding the ongoing pandemic every night at 5 p.m. You can listen to this forum and past ones online at WQXC.com. For QuickC 98.3, I'm Zach Eberson.